Yes, this is good evening. This is Dr. Walter Dean, and I am calling you in to let you know that you're getting it done program, and I am your host. The song that I'm getting ready to play, I'm dedicating it to a young lady down in Florida, so hopefully she will hear this song. And of course, this is me singing.
I saw you last night and got that old feeling. When you came in sight, I got that old feeling. The moment that you danced by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my arm, once again, I seem to feel that old yearning, and I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's for the storm, for that old is
yeah, we're going to have to put it aside because I got only 15 minutes for the show tonight. At least that's what the board tells me. And this show this week is a program that's covering a considerable amount of time on a person that I've had the pleasure of listening to in my earlier days. And it covers a world of jazz pianists. The first jazz pianist that we had last week was none other than the great Oscar Peterson. And I asked myself the question, then who would be second if that were the case? Because during that particular time in the development of jazz, there were people like Teddy Wilson and, of course, Oscar Peterson, Art Tatum, were considered to be really to the top of the field. And then we had, of course, Nat King Cole. People don't realize that Nat King Cole was a top jazz artist besides what he did as far as a singer is concerned. So we had Earl Father Hines, and then we had Fats Waller, and of course none other than the great Earl Garner, who I consider to be the second greatest jazz pianist. And then to prove that, this gentleman right here never ever took piano lessons and started playing the piano when he was only 3 years old. So we're going to listen to a little bit of Oscar Peterson of live. Actually, it was in 1964. And hopefully you hear a good amount of it as it's being played through the phone, I guess.
Thank you.
Yes, that was the great Earl Garner, who I consider to be the second greatest jazz pianist besides Oscar Peterson. Let me tell you a little bit about Earl Garner. He was born in 1923, and he passed away in 1977. And I consider the style of the play was completely different than any other jazz pianist. He was only 53 when he passed. And born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and he began playing the piano at age 3 and had a photographic memory and never received a piano lesson. He watched his sister's teacher play mostly by ear, and he learned to play music but never learned how to read music. Came to New York in 1944 and worked with Slam Stewart, a gifted bass player. However, in 1947, he began playing with the great Charlie Parker, jazz's great saxophonist. And when playing, he had to sit on 2 large telephone books because he was only 5'2". And see if I can pull up another song for, because as time goes by, I want you to hear as much of this man as possible. So here is Oscar Peterson singing Concert by the Sea.
Any of the jazz sites, there are real conflicting reports and conflicting versions of what happened that night. And I really think for the first time we're going to be able to solve a lot of mysteries.
At the beginning of piecing together the history of controversy, it wasn't clear where exactly it was recorded. There were some sources that said it was recorded at an army base. So the very first thing was to try to figure out where he played. And through doing that, we learned that it was recorded at the Sunset Center, which is still there.
Now know that it was recorded as a concert for Voice of America, for the Armed Forces Radio Network.
And then in terms of the archive, uncovering the actual contract that was written for Earl to perform there, which was promoted by Jimmy Lyon to actually also help to start the Monterey Jazz Festival. That was a cool connection that we found.
There are a number of people who claim that they recorded the show. And going down the 2 different roads, we found that, in fact, they did it together.
One thing that's really exciting about this record, it's stark. You know, it's like a real impression of what happens when an artist is at their best. A classic moment that says this is live music, and you can't do this unless you're Earl Garner. To me, this record has a very unique quality. It speaks, again, of this whole piano virtuosity. I think it really stands alone in terms of, you know, the impact.
One of the best things that can happen is you can find something that people have always rumored to exist, but we're not really sure whether it exists or not. And in this particular case, we were able to find almost the other half, actually maybe even 60% more of Concert by the Sea.
We decided that it would be important to present.
One of the biggest problems that I'm having right now is that I have people who are talking about Earl Garner and not allowing me to play Earl Garner. So instead of them talking, I'd rather just talk myself. When I had a cousin who played the piano and I was growing up, and she thought Earl Garner was probably one of the greatest things that ever happened since sliced bread. But more importantly, Earl Garner's music, what was so different about him is his left hand was so strong, and he was his music with his right hand was so soft and sweet. So I really and thoroughly enjoyed listening to Garner and considering him to be the second greatest jazz pianist after Oscar Peterson, and probably the piano player who I consider to be the most profound. And let's listen to a little bit of his. The last song that I'm going to put on here is, I can't put it on. I can't see that I can. Evidently, there's a whole lot of things that are happening up here that is causing me to deal with. But let's see if we can play the last on one of the songs that he did on Concert at the Sea. Which, probably they're allowing me a few extra seconds to tell you this, but that was Earl Garner, one of the greatest jazz pianists to live. And next week, what we'll probably do is play who I consider to be the third greatest jazz pianist. And hopefully I'll extend the period of time. I thought I'd put in my studio a longer period of time, but evidently I did not. I can't blame everything on my studio. In any event, this is Dr. Dean, actually the person that is running a show or hosting the show for Getting It Done. And hopefully you'll be able to join us next week around the same time, and hopefully I can have it go from 5:30 to 6:30. Looking forward to hearing from you. I see your telephone numbers up here. I see my pastor did call in. And so we're going to call it a day and see if we can finalize the last bit of Earl Garner as we go out, and I'll just dim it on out.
Have a good day, people.